Yeah, so we have estimated figures. So there are 450,000 people approximately who have asthma across Ireland. It's about 1 in 10, 1 in 13 people. There's a higher prevalence rate among children. Often people would associate asthma with as a childhood disease, but actually you can develop it at any stage in life. In Donegal, there are probably around 14,500 people currently with asthma, and in Sligo, for example, around 6,000, and that's really just based on the size of the population.
And is specialist care harder to access in the Northwest? I see you're hoping to fix the postal code lottery in asthma services.
Yeah, so really, there have been really significant developments actually in asthma care and healthcare system, particularly looking at chronic diseases over the last 5 to 10 years. So there was the introduction of the chronic disease management program in primary care. So that now provides free care to people with asthma and other long-term diseases in your GP surgery for certain groups of the population, and our understanding is ultimately that will be expanded out to the full asthma population. And equally, there has been this rollout, which, you know, not a lot of people are yet fully aware of. There's been a rollout of what are called integrated hubs, and that basically means that all over the country these new community services have been established, and they have multidisciplinary teams. So that has made a massive difference in particularly the rural areas of the country, because it's bringing asthma care and even specialist asthma care right into the community.
And the survey highlights that 24% of asthma patients have skipped medication due to the cost. Are there people in rural areas like the Northwest affected by this?
There absolutely are. It's really, it's happening all across the country. And the issue is that people, as you mentioned at the top there, that the people generally are struggling financially. And it's long been established that people with chronic diseases like asthma have additional financial pressures. And that's due to days missed in from work. In fact, right from childhood, missing primary school days can impact the rest of a person's earning and learning potential through their life. And what we have found consistently is that the cost of asthma medication can be an additional, although it's an essential, cost to the household.
And is there any message you'd like to give to Northwest TDs ahead of Budget 2026, what they could do to push fairer asthma care?
Oh, absolutely. So there are a couple of key actions that need to be taken. First of all, asthma medications need to be fully subsidised. And I recognise completely that the long-term illness scheme, it's been sitting waiting for a full review since the publication of this launch care plan. That still hasn't happened. And it's unlikely that asthma is going to be added to the long-term illness scheme at this stage. But nonetheless, we need to make at least combination inhalers, which are the gold standard inhalers, the ones that prevent inflammation. We need those to be made free to support people who are really struggling across all areas of the country, across all income levels, are struggling to pay for their medications.